Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, beginning another day of Fire on the Earth. I want to talk about today's first reading that the church gives us from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, another fantastic reading from St. Paul's writing in Corinthians. The church has been taking us through this letter. There's so much to learn about really what's at the core of the faith, the challenges Paul was facing, the struggles of this early Christian community here in Corinth, its ongoing battles with the world, the flesh, and the devil, both the victories and the disorders and the struggles. And it's a wonderful and inspiring letter to read, and you get a vision of what the church is meant to look like too there, as we do in many ways in these different letters from the New Testament. Paul's talking about what's really at the foundation of the faith and what we believe. And if you haven't had a chance this week to tune into the program, you know we've been dialing into following the lead of the church and beginning on Monday with the exaltation of the cross, and on Tuesday, the remembering the sorrows of Our Lady of Sorrows, who was there at the feet of Jesus at the cross. So the focus has been on the cross, the meaning of the cross, the reality of the power of the cross, and why it is the power of God. And it's interesting, it's not just the power of God for people who want to believe in it. You know what I mean? It's not just the power of God for Catholics because that's their thing. Other people have all kinds of stories and narratives about liberation and salvation and the rest, and all those are kind of equally valid. We just have our thing. No, there's one instrument of salvation for the entire human race and its history, period. There's one. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. The good news about the Father's Son, Jesus, who destroyed all the powers of darkness set against the human race. You can see, friends, that in society, every human being knows something's wrong. Something's gone wrong. Something continues to go wrong. And what we see present really in such vivid ways today is that there's different ways in which people identify what's wrong, where did it come from, what is the fundamental problem, how to solve that problem, what's the antidote to the problem, and how can we get beyond the problem? And so there's a lot of, I would say, you might call them alternative narratives about salvation or worldviews that are on offer today in the culture. The dominant worldview has been, for centuries in the Western world, is the Judeo-Christian worldview, the reality that there is a God, for example. There's a creation story. Where do we come from? We have an identity we've been given. God gave us an identity. The whole of the cosmos is the expression of the magnitude, the glory, and the majesty, the beauty, and the mystery, and the power, and the awesomeness of God. And we, too, are creatures. We're made by God in this whole beautiful creation that he brought about, and we're made in his image and likeness. And we're the ones in this creation who can grasp what it is and what it's about, and we can find God in it. But that good creation, we know the story of the fall. So the problem, the fundamental problem from a biblical point of view and the biblical worldview that has been at the center of culture for so long is the reality of the fall, of the original sin, of the reality of sin in every single human heart. The problem's not out there somewhere. It's not out there just in structures or oppressive things out there or in other people. It's in every single one of us. And every single one of us stands in need of being freed from this fall. And then redemption is the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, becoming one of us, an individual person. He didn't just come to scan the whole landscape and say that what needs to be changed are all these structures. He said, no, what needs to change first and foremost is what's in your heart. Because this is the source. Because you, individually and corporately, are producing everything that you see. It's an expression of what comes from within you. You instantiated it. You create the institutions. You create the cultures. You create the habits. You create the popular culture. it all is an expression of what's in the human heart. And it really is a mixed bag. We were made by God, and God calls us very good. But what he made very good has fallen, and so it's a mixed bag. There's weeds and wheat growing up in each one of us, and the power of sin is at work in us. We've been talking about all week, but we can't get ourselves free from it. We need God's direct intervention. So there's creation, there's the fall, there's the redemption of the cross, which we've been celebrating this week. And finally, the restoration, the full restoration, what we're seeking in this world, we'll never find in this world. The full restoration is going to be when Christ comes again and he establishes fully the kingdom of God. He's established a beachhead now. His kingdom of God has begun, and it's at work in us. The final victory over all the powers that oppress us and enslave us has been won. But the struggle against it and being worked out in individual hearts continues until he comes again. We're meant, friends, to be instruments of peace, of justice, of love in this world. And every act of that, every little way in which we express it is pleasing to God. And we need to do everything we can to deal with, you know, violence and hatred and rage and confusion and corruption and lies and greed and all that stuff that's present in the world and perversions and injustice, all of it. And we always have to fight against it. But friends, we're never going to fix it all. We're not going to be able to perfect this world and offer a perfect world to God. Only God can do that. The key thing Jesus brought for us now is the gospel, the good news about what he did for us. And he's shown us the true condition we're here, and he brought an antidote for our true condition, which he's offered us forgiveness for our sins, the sins that are within us. And this is what, we don't believe it in the world today. I mean, certainly certain Catholics do. I mean, obviously, there's Christians in the world who believe it, but many, many, many people don't believe it. They believe somehow it's out there. We just have to fix this. We have to overthrow that, and we're going to make it all come together. Or that the problem is out there somewhere. It's not in me. And every choice I make about my life, every way I want to design my life, design my identity, whatever it is, it's all good because it comes from me, because I'm the source of my own goodness. I'm the source of my own truth. And we call that today some kind of victory, and it's being celebrated. But friends, that in itself is, whether people see it or not, they're blind. There's a blindness there. It's profoundly offensive. Let me use the word. It's actually wicked. It's evil because it says, I am God. I'm the origin of my life. I'm the origin of my goodness. I'm the origin of my truth. That's a demonic deception. It's really deep. So what we're going to hear here today in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from St. Paul is a simple summary of what's at the heart of this story. He said, now I would remind you, brethren, in what terms I preach to you the gospel. He said, what were the fundamental elements of this good news that I brought to you? He said, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are saved, if you hold fast to it. Listen to those words. Let them sink into your heart. I'm going to read it again. Paul says, now I would remind you, brethren, in what terms I preach to you the gospel, which you received. That's faith, right? That's saying yes and receiving by God's grace this message and understanding of reality, and in which you stand. I'm standing firmly on the rock of Christ. I'm standing firmly on the revelation of God. I'm standing firmly in the biblical worldview, and it unites me to the source of that good news, which is Christ himself. Paul says, by which you are saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved from living in disorder and delusion and lies. Saved from sin and death. Saved for heaven. He says, if you hold this, if you hold fast to this, really to the end, if not, you believed in vain. We need to hold on. It's being contested every day, and it will be until the king comes again. And there's false Christs. There's counterfeit worldviews. There's different meta-narratives that are being told. There's different rewriting the story of what life's all about and what is good and what is evil and all the rest. Paul goes on, "For I delivered to you what's of first importance." Here's where it starts. Here's the foundation of this good news and this worldview. "What I also received," Paul said, "that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures." This is the beginning. Do you see what an apostolic mind sees and understands of what's first importance? He didn't say what's of first importance is your personal success, or what's of first importance is that you fix the world, or what's of first importance is all these other things. No, what's of first importance is that Christ has come and he came to die. And he came to die for your sin and mine, which is missing the mark God has for us, which is the refusal to say yes to God. And it's in accordance with how Scripture foretold his coming. And he goes on to say in verse 4 that he was buried. So he died for our sins. He was buried. And he was raised on a third day in accordance with the Scriptures. And that he appeared to Kepha, to Peter, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me. Paul says, "For I am least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain." The central elements of the Christian worldview and the explanation of what is the problem is so clear. Creation, fall, redemption. And here's what he's describing, what's at the heart of the redemption. It's a person, Jesus Christ. It's not a value. It's not a philosophical system. It's the coming of a person who's the Son of God. And he came not just to teach, but he came to die. He came to become a sacrifice for sin. We've been hearing it all week. We can't hear too much of it. And it's in this act of love, of offering himself, he destroys the powers that are set against us. And then he's raised on the third day, and he's vindicated, and the new creation begins in him, the whole new humanity, the way out of this mess, the ultimate way out of this mess, the only hope that we have. No political system has hope. Ultimately. Today, one of the things that we see every day in our society is an alternative vision that the world is really just made up of. First of all, there is no God. And in this material world, what we see are fundamentally two forces at work, the oppressed and the oppressors. And those who are oppressed live in, you know, our particular classes of people and are identified by race and gender and identity and all these other things. He says they're all warring together, and it's the oppressed that reveal to us, that are like the source of revelation, that they're pointing out the privileged position of the oppressor. And of course, the oppressor has to be overthrown, and through revolution and through activism and all this other stuff, the overthrow is going to lead to some kind of utopia. And it depends on us and our power. It's a lie. I want to take this up more to my old friends. I hope you can join me. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.